Hey everyone, Ken's Wild here, and welcome back to the Wild Child Podcast. So the other day, a friend of mine had a very lengthy discussion about people within the equine industry. We're both horse trainers, technically. I just kind of got out of it after getting burnt out. I'm still training horses, just more of my personal horses and a few here and there. She's still doing it full time. So we've both been in the industry for quite some time, and we've made a decent name for ourselves as equine professionals, right? And so the other day we were talking about how, I guess, bitter horse people can be towards each other, especially when you are starting out in the industry and trying to make a career. Thing is, equestrians seem to be out for blood, and I'm not kidding. Like, she was talking about a situation where she made a post online. It was a compassionate, ethical post about positive reinforcement, and some people tore her to fucking shreds about it, just about how incorrect that was and how you got to be the boss of the horse, and basically just took everything she said, all the scientific studies, and just like threw it out the window and called her a complete and total bunch of series of names because of it. And so then I started, you know, kind of talking about situations in my career. There's this one gal, I'm not going to name names. She has essentially been out to fuck me over since day one. Like, there was a time where she would comment on every single video of mine, just talking about how shit I was or how I should be doing things differently. She's also left me bad reviews in the past, even though I've never actually done business with a chick, just because, oh, you know, your social media doesn't, you know, it lies about who you are. And like, I've never really been met this chick in person, nor has she seen my horsemanship. She just doesn't agree with it and doesn't like me for some reason. You know, I had another situation that you guys might remember earlier this year. Essentially this lady, they had a horse, they refused to get its teeth done, refused to get it vet and farrier care. Well, and then the horse went home and they ended up blasting my name on the internet, talking about how I was a horse abuser. And then she called animal control, livestock inspector, the county that I lived in, and just all kinds of other shit. And it caused this whole, like, it caused a massive fucking shit show. And eventually I just vacated my property because the county was giving me quite a bit of hell for not having permits on some of my structures. Thing is, as equestrians and as horse people, we should be there to help each other, right? I know we tend to live with this mindset of my way or the highway, right? So like, if you're not doing things exactly how I'm doing them, it's wrong, it's incorrect, and you need to man up and do things my way. And that is such a false and stupid, ignorant way of looking at things when you are in the equine industry, because at the end of the day, there's a million different ways to do things, right? There's a million different ways to skin a cat. You could teach a horse how to do the Spanish walk 6 different ways, and you could still get that end result. So there's many, many different ways to teach behaviors and to train things with our horses, yet we have this conflicting mindset, and it's so frustrating to see that because we should be there to help each other, right? So let's say, you know, I'm trying to start a horse under saddle. This horse has given me hell, and so I reach out to my friend, hey, can you come see what I'm doing? Give me pointers, right? And so she comes out and gives me pointers. We should see more of that, right? Not like, oh, hey, can you come give me some pointers or see if I'm doing something wrong here? And so, oh, well, you're a horse trainer. You should know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, I'm a horse trainer, but we all have issues, right? We all struggle from time to time. And so we should be there to help each other, lift each other up. You know, when somebody asks for help, give them help. Don't just like judge them and immediately put them down like, oh, well, you own horses, so you should be doing this correctly, or you shouldn't need my help or need my advice. Like, that's completely ridiculous and upsetting to see that so often, you know, that someone's willing to ask for help. Or another thing that I've come across in the past, I had a client a while back. She was going through a really, really rough time. Like, her husband had just been put on hospice. She was working overtime to try and afford her and the hospice care and the animals and all of this stuff. And she was just going through a really, really rough time. And so some of her barn chores kind of went to shit, right? Some of the stalls that these horses were in had shit like piling up. But these horses also had a nice big open area to go and run. So they weren't standing knee deep in their own shit. Now, if they were in the pens, they were like knee deep in their own shit. But anywho, continuing on, you know, she was trying to get help from so many different people, you know, and fully explaining the situation. You know, she was like, look, you know, I'm going through a rough time. I know it's not right, but I need some fucking help. I'll pay you to help, you know. And so I went out there and I helped her muck these stalls and muck these pens. And the thing is so many people went right to judging her. They're like, oh, well, this isn't right. And don't get me wrong, it's not right. You know, when you're going through a rough time, you shouldn't, you know, the care of the animals shouldn't necessarily go without, but it's not like these animals were living in this shit 24/7. They had an entire area to go roam in. But so many people just jump straight to judging her and belittling her and talking shit on her when she was asking for help. And if somebody's asking for help, you give it to them. Do not judge. Do not criticize them. Do not tell them that they are doing everything wrong in their life. Fucking help them. I mean, it's better than them continuing to do something wrong, incorrect, and unethical than actually asking for help, right? Those are two very different things. And in situations like these, when somebody is asking for help and asking for assistance, you should be willing to give it to them. No judgment, no questions asked, just help. The other thing I see all too common is people who are working towards the same goal, trying to become professionals and make a name for themselves, just kind of playing a game of who can fuck who over the most, right? I've seen people like shove shit under people's saddle pads so that they don't win the competition, or I've seen people just essentially do whatever the fuck they can to screw somebody else over to put a roadblock in building their career. As I was kind of mentioning that gal at the very beginning of this episode, you know, I've never actually met this person in real life. She's never done business with me, yet every single chance she's been able to, she takes the moment to comment on my post about how she disagrees and how it's cruel treatment of animals, or leave me bad reviews, even though we've never fucking met. You know, whether she feels threatened by me or she just likes talking shit on other people, it's frustrating because we're both kind of working towards the same goal, right? Like, she wants to become a horse trainer. I became a horse trainer, and, you know, we've both been horse trainers being compensated for it. And so, you know, both of our goals were to become the best of the best as horse trainers. And instead of trying to sit back and help each other become better horsemen and become better trainers and better professionals in our field, it's a game of sabotage. You know, she tries to sabotage me every chance she gets. And I'm just over here like, bro, do whatever the fuck you want. I'm just going to keep doing my thing because that's just how I live life. You know, I keep my head down, keep working towards my goals, stay out of everything else. You know, but that's very, very common, is that, you know, it's a game of who's got the bigger balls. I want to win. I want to achieve my goal, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure nobody else does that. And they just throw roadblock and roadblock and roadblock in people's ways. And it's not right. It's not fair. And I know that life isn't fair, but the thing is when you are a professional in the equine industry, your goal should be the horse's welfare, right? And if we're screwing over other horse trainers and other professionals who are in it for the horses, we're not just damaging another person's career, we're hurting the horses as well, right? Because we want to make sure that these horses are in good times, they're in good homes, they're getting proper handling. And if we're fucking over other professionals who know how to do that and know how to, you know, provide proper handling to these animals, then trying to sabotage them and screw them over is only hurting the horse, right? And so if you're one of those people who's willing and able to do that type of shit, that means you're really not in it for the horses. You're not in it for the right reasons. You're just there to sabotage people, cause drama, and that's not okay. That's not right at all. Another big thing that I've seen too is that, for example, we have a really big issue in the area that I live in with trainers blocking trainers. Now, don't get me wrong, we do not have a lot of trainers in the area at all, or at least not any good ones. And I put it that way because I know we have a girl, you know, next town over. She couldn't even tell you what the frog is in a horse's hoof, yet she's making money riding people's horses, and it drives me nuts. So we don't really have a lot of experienced, educated trainers in this area. There's like maybe three of them aside from myself who have actually gotten degrees, certificates, and have been in the industry for quite some time, right? But one issue that I've come across is that, you know, I'll just get blocked by a trainer, or I'll message a trainer and I'm like, hey, you know, I have a client looking for this and I'm fully booked. Would you be interested? And then they just block me. They're like, oh, well, you know, you should always have a full house for it, you know. And, you know, my one friend, we were talking about this exact thing. You know, she was blocked by like four different trainers just because she made a post of some sort. And the thing is when you have a career in the industry, networking is key, right? So like, if you do have a full house of clients, knowing other trainers to kind of pass, you know, the other clients along to that are still inquiring, that can help the horse and help the clients as well, even when you have a full house. Or like being able to say, hey, you know, I've got a client looking for this type of horse. Do you know anyone selling that type of horse, and vice versa? So having those connections in the industry is vital. You know, let's say you have a farrier that's overbooked, and so you need to get a different farrier to come out for a time or two, right? So you go to other trainers or professionals in the area and be like, hey, who do you use as a farrier? And do you like this farrier? So networking is so unbelievably important. And having connections in your area with other trainers is incredibly fucking important. Just because you never really know what you're going to need at any given time. And if you're the sole only horse trainer that you know, then you're going to honestly suffer. And it's going to put the horses at risk too. Because who's to say you need a vet and you don't know if there's a good vet in the area? Or who's to say you need a farrier and you don't have one, you know, or you're just, you know, specifically looking for a horse for one client and you can't find anything just because you don't have a group of people looking and a group of people helping. Does that make sense? And it's okay to ask for help, but like so many people don't. They just immediately go like, oh, you're a horse trainer and I'm a horse trainer. Well, I want nothing to do with you because you're my competition. We need to be able to be there to support each other and help each other in those instances. Because again, if you are in it for the horses, you're not going to have all this petty ass high school drama, like, oh, we're working towards the same goal. Well, fuck you. You know, we can't have all of that shit when we are trying to be in it for the horses. You know, if we're going to be in it for the horses, we're going to have connections. We're going to work with people that we may not necessarily like for the sake of the horse, you know, to make sure that they are getting the care that they need, getting the handling that they need, and getting it ethically too. You know, it's not like they're going to get beat the shit out of, you know, when we are trying to do things ethically and be better for our horses. Having that connection with other people around you is so important. Not to mention, once people start seeing you doing things kinder and doing things gentler, you are way more likely to start inspiring others to change and do better and be better for their horses as well. The other thing that I've noticed is that once you actually start getting into the big leagues, like working alongside very well-known trainers and very, very respected professionals in their field, there's a lot more support, which is kind of funny because, and, you know, before you reach that point, there's absolutely no support at all. And it's literally just a bloodbath. But once you start getting into those higher levels, there's a lot more support. You know, I came across a gentleman and he's pretty well up there in his career. And one day he did something that I will never forget. And once I buy my own place, it's going in a glass case. But he bought a copy of my first book, Rebelling Against Tradition, took it to the Road of the Horse competition and had it signed by a bunch of other fucking professionals, like very well-known professionals in their field, and then they had them take pictures with it and sent it all to me. And so I've got a copy of one of my books signed by some of the most respected horse trainers and equine professionals in the country. And I thought that was absolutely a lot. Like, it is a gift I will forever cherish for the entirety of my life. But, you know, I see all the time these well-known trainers, you know, working together with another trainer and hosting a clinic together, you know, and so there seems to be a lot more support within the industry when you get to those upper levels, because they realize, like, hey, we need each other. And I feel like we need to start doing that in the lower levels as well. You know, we need to start supporting each other more, being there for each other. And I think that that is one of the reasons, that's one of the determining factors in a successful professional and an unsuccessful one. You know, if you're constantly going to play these high school games of just trying to screw people over or being a complete and total asshole to each other, you're never really going to reach those points, because you kind of have to grow up a little bit. You know, you have to realize that you need other professionals, you need other horse people, no matter who the hell you are, because that is how you're going to succeed. You know, you're going to start realizing that you have to stay focused on your goals despite all the drama, despite all the chaos. Your goals are what's most important, not what fucking Karen's doing over there, not whatever the hell this person's doing online. You know, your goals are what you need to focus on. And to be successful, you have to be focused on those goals and do whatever you can to achieve them. You know, take advice and help from other people. Ask for help when you need it. Connect with other trainers. And again, just work on... just work on achieving your goals. You know, you don't want to screw people over because you're not going to achieve them at that point, because then you're just bitter, angry, looking for ways to fucking, you know, screw over your competition. Whereas if you actually help your competition, you both will be that much more successful when you are willing to offer help and accept help from others. To summarize, just fucking support each other. It's really not that hard. You know, even if you have somebody and you haven't necessarily gotten along at some point in your careers or in your life, still help them. You know, let's say this person has spent a lot of time bullying you or trying to stand in your way and throwing roadblock after roadblock in your path. And then one day they need help and you stop to help them. That's going to speak volumes about who you are as a horseman and who you are as a person compared to that other individual. And again, it may even inspire change in them to look at who they've been, look at the actions that they have done in the past, and try to change and do better and be better. Because at the end of the day, trying to screw people over and just kind of like throw roadblocks in other people's path is only doing a disservice to the horse. And if you really care about the horses and you're really in this industry to better the horse world, then you have to be in it for the horses. You have got to be kind to others and try and support others and lift each other up. So I hope you guys all enjoyed this podcast episode. If you have not already, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, or TikTok. We also have a merch store, so definitely check that out as well. As long as the books, you know, that we all have, and we've discussed many, many times. And we are also a sponsored rider for Jeweled and Tooled Custom Leathers, as well as Pet Some Official. So definitely go and check those out if you want to get some super cool, products for your pets. So I hope to see you all next week. Stay strong, stay true, and stay wild.